I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. A pair of eighth graders from a New Haven school want students across the state to forego eating meat on Mondays, and they've already gotten their school to commit. When Sophie Sonnenfeld was 12, she spent every Sunday for several months on Yale's campus trying to get undergrads to agree to go meatless on Mondays. It worked. And now she and her classmate, Jack Keeley, have made it happen at Hopkins School.
The initial push was just to get pledges from students to go vegetarian on Mondays.
And their classmates' reaction?
The first round was amazing. We got about 70 students who were willing to sign up, take the pledge.
They brought the idea to their school in December, talked to the dining hall manager, gave him some recipes, and they had their first meatless Monday in January. Here's how it works. The dining hall only makes a vegetarian entree, which is usually a pasta or veggies and a starch. Tofu or other plant-based proteins could be on the menu in the future.
Our school has been good about vegetarian entrees, but having a consistent day so that we know it's coming, that was the real push.
Sophie says the reaction has been great. Even though some students might complain, the school has meat options at its sandwich and pasta bars for the hardcore carnivores. But for those students who took the pledge, they're sticking to plants.
The school is really interested in students' health, and a lot of these, you know, meatless entrees happen to be a lot better for people's diets. So it's really great that we can get students interested in these meals.
While red meat consumption has decreased considerably since 1970, poultry consumption has doubled, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The meat industry is also responsible for a large portion of greenhouse gases and deforestation. Sophie and Jack say they'd like to see other students across the state pledge to not eat meat on Mondays, not just for their health, but to help stem some of these larger global issues, which is easy when the food actually tastes good. David DeRoche, WNPR News.